Good morning, listeners, and a very, very warm welcome to you all, especially this freezing cold weather. You're listening and tuned into Out and About with Leah and Tim, and this is the fourth of our programmes, so as it's quite new still, let me explain what it's all about. Now, I'm sure we all agree that the Mornington Peninsula is a great place to live. Beautiful scenery, beaches, sports facilities, wineries and eating places, very good entertainment, lots of fresh air and very friendly people. So there's lots to see and do here, but it's really hard to keep up with all that's happening in a wide range of activities. So each of our programs is designed specifically to draw the attention of listeners to upcoming events being held in the next 2 weeks or so on the peninsula or nearby by local community organizations, clubs and so on. Leah and I aim to provide details in an informative, hopefully helpful and entertaining way. And the program is also an avenue for community groups to publicise their not-for-profit projects and events at no cost to the people putting it on and to increase their attendance. And by doing this, we sincerely hope that Out and About with Leah and Tim will prove to be most beneficial to the people of the peninsula and to the organisations that add so much to the quality of life here. So there you go, that's what we're all about. Oh, by the way, have a pen and scribble pad handy for contact details, because some of the information I give you will need an RSVP to those organisations. Leah is my offsider. She looks after the operational instruments involved in putting the programme to air. She also chooses and plays the musical interludes and generally makes sure I behave. My name is Tim. My 40-year-old working career was in the airline industry with TAA and Cathay Pacific Airways. And I retired 3 years ago to live in lovely Mount Eliza. Now, before we start today's community events announcements, may Leah and I wish any listeners having a birthday today, the 22nd of August, a very, very happy and extremely enjoyable day. Actually, today, the 22nd of August, is a very important one in Australia's history. It was on this day in 1770, what's that, 247 years ago, that Captain James Cook, on board his sailing ship, the Endeavour, landed on Possession Island in the Torres Straits off the tip of far north Queensland. He'd been sent by the British government on a scientific voyage to the South Pacific, looking for the southern continent then known as Terra Australis. Captain Cook, who was then aged 39, he and his crew of 94 sailors and civilians sailed up the eastern coast from Botany Bay in Sydney, through the Barrier Reef to Possession Island. And of course, Possession Island was the name given to the island by Captain Cook. And then on the 22nd of August, he declared the whole east coast of Australia was now British territory under the control of King George III. And he called all of the east coast from the south right up to the very north, New South Wales. So there's a very short and rather amateur Australian history lesson, but emphasising the importance of the 22nd of August, not only to birthday folk, but to all of us. Well, I think that's enough chat from me. I think it's time, before we do the community events details, but let's have a little piece of music, and I'll hand over to Leah to say what it's all about. Thank you, Leah.
Hi, and good morning, Tim, and good morning, listeners. So the first track today is in memory of the passing of Elvis Presley, who died at the age of 42. He was the King of Kings, and I wasn't much into Elvis because I was quite young at the time, but I recently went to a friend in Phillip Island who adores Elvis Presley and watched one of his shows when he was in all his leather. And quite an amazing voice. So the first one today is by Elvis Presley and Kentucky Rain.
Wow, that's terrific. Sad though, last Thursday, 16th of August, the anniversary of Elvis's passing away. What a great voice he had too. Right, community events. And let's start with community event number one, a subject that I know nothing about except that it requires a lot of skill. The skill goes back to the ancient Egyptian dynasty of 3,500 BCs. That's a very long time ago. And that the word for it comes from the Latin for stuffed sack. So what is it? I'll give you the answer. Quilting. The sewing of fabrics together to make a thicker padded material. Often nowadays into very decorative and skillfully produced objects. And to see quilting at its best right on our doorstep, why not go to the 2017 Quilt Exhibition this coming weekend? It's on in the Peninsula Community Theatre in Wilson's Road, Mornington, from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Saturday, that's the 26th, and from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Sunday the 27th. The entry fee to the exhibition is $7 and tickets are available at the door. It's organised by the Mornington Peninsula Patchworkers. There'll be wonderful quilts on display, at least 15 trading companies attending, a little cafe for refreshments, a raffle, and it all sounds great. So that'll be at the Quilt Exhibition next Saturday and Sunday in Mornington. And next, the Bel Canto Choir. This is a female voice community choir on the Mornington Peninsula. The choir was founded in 2003 by Margaret Brown, who was born in Wales. And of course, Wales is home of beautiful voices. And with a huge singing career throughout Australia, UK, Europe, and New Zealand for Margaret. Margaret conducts the choir, which now has in excess of 40 members, and they are performing next Sunday, the 27th of August, this coming Sunday, in the Mary Herring Hall of Toorak College, which is on Old Mornington Road in Mount Eliza. The concert starts at 2:30 in the afternoon. The event is entitled Shall We Dance? And there'll be guest artists from an organisation called Creation School of Dance. Tickets cost $20 to attend or $15 for seniors and students. And if you're thinking of going and want further details, put down this phone number, 9787-5383. That's 9787-5383 to learn more about this lovely Bel Canto Choir concert next Sunday. And the third event in this bracket of community events should appeal greatly to lovers of sport, and particularly cricket and footy. This Friday, the 25th of August, at 11 o'clock in the morning at Rosebud Library in McDowell Street, Rosebud, a gentleman called Ken Peace, P-I-E-S-S-E, Peace, a well-known author of over 70 books. He's also a sports journalist since 1973 and a great raconteur, is giving a presentation about his life as a sports writer. He's also been and still is good friends of many sports stars. He knew the late Max Walker very well. He knows Dermot Brereton, Tony Lockett, and many others. Now, I've heard Ken Peace speak. He's highly entertaining and a wealth of stories and knowledge about his particular sports. And incidentally, he won the Best Australian Cricket Book for 2016 for his book, My Pictorial History of Australian Test Cricket. So for the Ken Peace talk, the first one, Rosebud Library, Friday the 25th of August, 11 o'clock in the morning. This is free, and to book, you phone Rosebud Library 5950-1230. 5950-1230 to hear that excellent talk. So there's three items, completely different, but to get your appetite whetted for getting out and about this coming couple of weeks. Again, time for some more music, please, Leah. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, Tim. The next track is from Helen Shanahan. We listened to Helen Shanahan a few weeks ago, and she's the 28-year-old singer-songwriter from Perth in Western Australia. Look, I just wanted to play another one of her tracks because I really love her music and her thoughtful observations and introverted reflections of everyday situations is beautifully captured in her music, which can be described as contemporary folk pop with a strong acoustic feel. So this is Helen Shanahan and Every Little Sting.
That was Every Little Sting. Very, very enjoyable. The 2017 Archibald Prize competition, that's Australia's favourite portrait painting art award, was completed very recently, and many of the best paintings will be on display in the Geelong Art Gallery from the 28th of October for about 7 weeks. Now, if you're a budding artist or would like to learn about the art of portrait painting and figure drawing, then why not head for the Mornington Peninsula Regional Gallery, which is in Duns Road, Mornington, next Friday morning, the 28th of August. Why? Well, Lewis Miller, well-known Australian artist, who won the Archibald Prize in 1998, will be holding a life drawing masterclass there from 9:30 in the morning until 1:30 in the afternoon. He's going to begin with the basics of using charcoal and India ink, and by teaching and demonstration, will explain the techniques involved in producing portraits and figures. I think this should be absolutely fascinating and most instructive. So to book a place in this masterclass and to get more details, I suggest you ring the MPRG, the Mornington Peninsula Regional Gallery, and their phone number is 5950-1580. That's 5950-1580. You'll need to talk to them because I don't think you need to take along any material. I think it's all going to be provided. But to make absolutely sure, give a ring because the numbers will also probably be fairly restricted for that masterclass into life drawing. Wow. And from the skill and art of painting, let's move on to another art, music. This year, 2017, the Frankston Music Society celebrates its 50th year since its formation in 1987. And as part of this, the Society is linking up with the Frankston Symphony Orchestra and the Peninsula Youth Society to put on a beautiful concert. It's on this coming Sunday, the 27th of August, at the Frankston Arts Centre on Davey Street, Frankston, starting at 2:30 in the afternoon. The orchestra and singers will include music by Gershwin, Bernstein, there's a beautiful Rodgers and Hammerstein Broadway medley, and even All I Want for Christmas Is You. Although that might be a bit early, with 125 days to go until Christmas. Tickets to this lovely concert will cost $25 per adult, $22 concessions, and children under 15 years, $12. There are still some seats available, not a heck of a lot, but there are some seats available. But so I do suggest you contact the Frankston Arts Centre as soon as possible if you'd like to go along to that beautiful concert. Phone number at the Arts Centre is 1300 182 183. Just repeating a little bit about that. That's a concert which is being held I've lost the date. I don't think I will repeat it for you after all, because I've lost the date. But it sounded wonderful, and anyway, the Frankston Arts Centre will know all about it too. And let's stay on the Frankston Arts Centre theme for another quite different event being held this time on Saturday, the 26th of August. It's called Saltbush, and it's taking place in Cube 37. Now, if you haven't heard of Cube 37, that's the little gallery on the right side of the main auditorium of the Arts Centre if you're facing onto Davies Street. Now, Saltbush is an interactive journey through Aboriginal culture, and it combines dance, music, song, and stories. And it's predominantly for children, say, from the age of about 4 to 12 years old, who are particularly invited to join in with the performers as the landscape and the cultural activities unfold around them. So when I say interactive, it means the kids will be actually on the stage with the performers and be part of the whole show, which is very thrilling for them too. Now, Saltbush, the actual performance, lasts for 50 minutes. And it takes place three times that day. So you can either come along with the children to the 11 o'clock performance, the 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or the 3 o'clock performance next Saturday. But there's more, because before and after each performance throughout the day, there'll be free demonstrations in Cube 37 of Aboriginal painting, weaving, and other art mediums. And they're going to be performed by the Baluk Arts. That's B-A-L-U-K, Baluk Arts. The Baluk Arts are a not-for-profit Victorian arts organisation based in Mornington. Tickets for Saltbush, that's just the show itself, ring 9784-1060. That's 9784-1060. Or you could go online to make the bookings. And online is the T-H-E-F-A-C, the FAC, short for the factory, I guess, .com.au. So thefac.com.au. This is something rather special for young children and, of course, for families. They're most welcome to come along too. And I think that all sounds quite terrific. A lot of Aboriginal culture and history in that, and all very full on, and people can join in. Terrific. So there you are, three more items on our lovely peninsula. And again, time for some more music from Leia. Thank you, Leia. What have you got for us this time?
Well, we're going global with the music. Mm. We've started with Elvis from America. Then we went to Helen Shanahan from Western Australia. And now we're going to a very now British London-based band that I just recently found, is Oh Wonder. And they appeared at Splendour in the Grass, which is up near Byron Bay, where people from all over the world go to Splendour in the Grass, and it's just a fantastic thing. So this is Oh Wonder. This is Ultralife. They're, as I said, a British London-based band, electronic synth pop duo. And I'm thrilled to share their simmering new single, Ultralife.
That was Ultralife. I've got to say, that's something I'm looking for, Ultralife, and I'll keep looking. Now, you're listening to Out and About with Leia and Tim, in which we bring you details of some community events taking place on the Mornington Peninsula and nearby during the next 2 weeks or so. But let's face it, out and about can also mean going on holidays or even short visits to places overseas, throughout Australia, or even close by in our lovely state of Victoria. So each week at this time, I talk for about 5 or 6 minutes about somewhere in the world far or near. Now, last week, there was a horrible, terrible tourist attack on a lovely place called Barcelona. So today I'm going to dedicate my talk to Barcelona, because I don't want this horrible happening to put you off going to one of my favourite cities. Barcelona is situated on the Mediterranean Sea in the northeast part of Spain, in Catalonia. It's not huge. Barcelona nestles between hills on three sides and the sea. And about 3 million people live in the city and its suburbs. Now, the Olympic Games were held in Barcelona in 1992. And this certainly helped it to develop into the prosperous and dynamic city it now is. It's said that its people work and play with such intensity that it's a toss-up whether they are insanely serious or seriously insane. there's a great feeling there of it's good to be alive. Barcelona is a wonderful place to visit. It's known for its Gothic architecture, and there are some stunning examples of this. There's the Saló del Tinell, or the stylish Church of Santa Maria del Mar. And the main Gothic area is dominated by Barcelona Cathedral. It's a towering monument to more than 1,500 years of worship. Built mainly in the 14th century, it has an imposing facade, an immense interior with lines of elegant pillars, and the views from the city, from the roof, from the dome, is absolutely breathtaking. And you don't want to miss the walk around the lovely cloisters, and they have their flocks of fairly tame geese, but don't get too close to them. And of course, when you think of architecture and Barcelona, only one name comes to mind, Antonio Gaudí. Now, Antonio Gaudí was born in Spain in 1852, and he became one of the greatest architects of all times. His buildings have lots of curves and turrets with surrealistic designs, an almost sensuous feeling. Gaudí didn't stick to architectural rules or tradition. His work was totally original, extremely eye-catching, and he was the major force in the Spanish Art Nouveau movement. Gaudí died in 1926, and ironically, he got struck by a tram in a Barcelona street. But he left behind many extraordinary buildings and museums. Far and away, Gaudí's finest building is called La Sagrada Familia. It's the Church of the Holy Family. It's the major emblem of Barcelona. It takes up a whole city block, has its own railway station, and is a most extraordinary and controversial structure. And believe it or not, it's still unfinished after 120 years. Basically a cathedral, it is three-sided, has 17 towers. One is a huge central tower, 173 metres high. It's covered in symbolic modernistic carvings, a mix of colours, textures and themes. It's either a masterpiece or a monstrosity. It's your decision, but not to be missed. It's one of the famous buildings of the world now. Barcelona has lots of large parks, as well as a city beach, right in the middle of the city. There's also a very large waterfront area containing a modern marina complete with exotic yachts, alfresco restaurants and an aquarium. The old port area houses a fine maritime museum and is dominated by a 50 meter high monument built in 1886 in honor of Christopher Columbus, who discovered America. Now there's a funny story about this statue. The statue of Columbus has him pointing towards America. But sadly, it's in the wrong direction. Big mistake by whoever built it or placed it. And running from the port area for 3 kilometers towards the heart of the city is the most famous street in Spain. And now here in Australia, we've heard a lot about it last week, sadly. It's called Las Ramblas. Las Ramblas is named after a stream that used to run through the city there. It's actually a broad, tree-lined pedestrian mile. No cars are allowed there normally. It's crowded for 20 hours a day with a constant flow of locals and visitors. It provides an informal stage for an assortment of street performers, is dotted with rather touristy outdoor cafes, and is overall a great place to see the world go by and to relax in a very lively area. Sadly, very sadly, this was the location of last week's horrible drama. Very briefly, though, what else is there to see and do in Barcelona? Well, the Picasso Museum, the ornate Palace of the Music of Catalana, and when you're in dire need of refreshments, there's a huge range of bars, cafes and restaurants to choose from. Great tapas share plates, excellent seafood, and I loved the local paella rice dishes. Shopping, Barcelona is said to have the highest number of shops per person in Europe, but it's the quality that impresses most. Accommodation is plentiful and varied, and Barcelona is not too expensive compared to some other major European tourist destinations. You can probably tell by my voice, but I love Barcelona, been there several times. It's in my top 5 favourite cities in the world, so I'm very biased. But please, please put it on your bucket list for must visit, the lovely city of Barcelona. Now, for our third and last bracket of community events on the peninsula or very nearby, let's start with one that all of us, but particularly the aging ones like me, should find really useful and also slightly alarming. Do you know, older folk in this world, in this state, are apparently the fastest growing online computer users in Australia. I'll repeat that. Older folk in this state, Victoria, apparently the fastest growing online computer users in Australia. We use the computer to keep in touch with family, to email, to pay bills, maybe, and lots of other reasons. But, big but coming up. This makes you and me very attractive targets for scammers, for fraudsters, who can rob you financially, rob you of your identity, or of all through your contacts. Now, presented by Consumer Affairs Victoria, and with subject heading Scam Alert, designed to create greater awareness and understanding of online scams, talks are being held on Wednesday the 30th of August at Rosebud Library in McDowell Street at 11 o'clock and again at Mornington Library, Vancouver Street, Mornington at 2 o'clock. That's on Wednesday the 30th of August, Scam Alert, about how to be careful with use of your computer so it doesn't get scammed and then all sorts of horrible things can happen. So I think that's really vital. Ring up Rosebud Library, 5950-1230. That's Rosebud, 5950-1230. Or if you're going to make the Mornington Library session, 5950-1820. Mornington is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Rosebud at 11 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday the 30th of August. If you can make it to one of these sessions, it should be time very well spent, I would have thought. And sticking on events at our great libraries in this area, and again at Mornington, but this time for littlies aged between, say, 4 to 9 years old. We're currently right in the middle of Children's Book Week across Australia. This week, right now, is Children's Book Week across Australia. And this Saturday, the 26th of August, Mornington Library is conducting a special Saturday Storytime session for 1 hour from 11 o'clock till noon, during which some award-winning Australian stories for youngsters will be read. The ideal age group for those stories probably is between 4 and 9 years old. So those are that's who are being targeted by this rather special Saturday Storytime session. I think they all sit around and listen intently, and I've seen them doing it. It's wonderful. Now, it's totally free, this session, but bookings are essential. So please ring Mornington Library, 5950-1820, if you want your littlies between 4 and 9 to go along and hear that lovely book reading next Saturday. And now, for the last event, I'm going to cheat a little. Because, to be honest, this is not an event as such, not something you go along to a specific place to attend. But in my view, it is most important. And it centres around Daffodil Day. Now, Daffodil Day is on this Friday, the 25th of August. Write it in big writing in your diary. And it's our chance to help raise funds and awareness for the ongoing battle to prevent and treat cancer. Cancer Council Victoria will have over 1,500 volunteers in the community, that's throughout Australia, including, of course, many on the Mornington Peninsula, who'll be selling items like pins, pens, mini footballs. I think there's going to be some cuddly bears and so on. And so if you buy those, you're contributing towards a worldwide Daffodil Day. You're encouraged, if you could, to please wear something yellow for a Daffodil Day. Buy something from a daffodil volunteer and spend a little time thinking about those people you know in your family or maybe amongst your friends or general contacts who are affected by cancer. sadly, a lot of people affected by cancer, and the more we can do to find research into it and find ways of preventing it, or certainly making people who've got cancer feel more comfortable and hopeful, then, wow, it's up to us to support it. So there we are. That's Daffodil Day coming up this Friday. Now, we're very close. I think we're doing all right for time, actually. We're very close to the end of our session for today. We've brought you 9 different events, really way spread out, but we've got a little bit of time for some music anyway. You've got another lot of music, haven't you, coming up? I think there, and then we'll have a little chat before we finish. Yes.
All right then, Tim. Yes, I have. So now we're going to a Paris singer. This is vocalist Madeleine Peru. She's an acclaimed performer with a dusky lyrical style covering jazz and blues standards along with her own folky originals. Bustling onto the international scene in the 90s, she has carved out her own distinctive stylistic niche, balancing a modern pop sensibility with a respect for older vocal traditions. She was actually born in Athens, in Georgia, in 1973, and grew up in Southern California and Brooklyn before moving to Paris with her mother at age 13. And it was there that Peru began singing, inspired by the street musicians of Paris. How beautiful. In 2016, Peru celebrated 20 years as a recording artist with the release of her 7th studio album. The next track is from her album released in 2004, Careless Love, where she expanded her approach to include a more contemporary stylistic expression to her music. And I just recently found this at a friend's place, and I really love her difference. And this is called This Is Heaven to Me.
There you are. That was called This Is Heaven to Me. I guess we've all got our ideas of heaven and and what it's like. And that was interesting. I love that piece of music, to be honest. Right, there we go. We've got a little bit of time just to chat away. Leia, what's been news? Didn't you go along to one of the events we talked about last week? Was it the Tibetan Buddhist talk? Is that right?
I did. I went to the Tibetan Buddhist talk with the nun from...
Geelong, was it?
Geelong, yes. And this was held at Mount Martha House. What a beautiful place, Mount Martha House.
Because it's used for a lot of events. It's quite good, isn't it?
It is. And because I'm sort of quite new to the area, it was great to go there. And it was really good. A small group that's been going there for 8 years, so I was sort of a newcomer, but not new to Tibetan Buddhism because I have been initiated into Tibetan Buddhism, and because I'm also a yoga, yogi.
Did you talk about the Dalai Lama?
She talked about the Dalai Lama. She just talked about, it was very simplistic. She just talked about the suffering life. What do we want? And what do we really want? And that we have a choice. And it was refreshingly simple. And so I think I'll go back to the next one because she's going to talk about a few other things, just to meet up with some people. And
well, while you were doing that, I was doing something completely contrasting, hedonistic. I was actually at the footy match between Dramana Tigers and another team I can't remember, but they got slaughtered, the other team. I think they came from Rye. I shouldn't say they got slaughtered, that's not true. But Dramana Tigers, who I barrack for, did win. And had a big win, actually, and it was freezing cold, but it was a good footy match, lots of nice people. I was going off to see the film Hampstead. I might still do so, because I was born very near Hampstead in England, in London, but I haven't totally made my mind up about that yet. It got average write-ups, but I think it's got very good English actors in it. So I think that's something for maybe later today, or maybe, we'll see about that one.
Oh, I love going to the movies.
Now, we're near the end of our time, so I just want to finish with a couple of comments, if I may. I want to finish by encouraging you, the listeners, our listeners, to get community organisations and clubs and groups. I don't mean commercial organisations, I mean not-for-profit, like community organisations that you know about, to send information into our radio station about events being held soon. And then we will do our best on this programme to publicise the events on our weekly programme, Out and About with Leia and Tim. And hopefully then more people will attend the events. And that's the whole idea, isn't it? So without getting the information coming in, it's difficult for us to promote them, if you know what I mean. This is a fairly new service for our listeners, so we hope you're finding it useful and also that you're finding it entertaining at the same time. If so, we'd be delighted if you'd listen again. There's nothing worse than doing anything with a limited number of listeners, so we'd be thrilled if you could listen again next week, and better still, or even so, tell your friends too. If, however, you didn't like the programme, or you've got some good ideas about how we could improve it, please get in touch with us too. We'd love to hear from you so we can improve as we go along. Details of upcoming events and activities or your comments should be emailed to either admin@3rpp.com.au, that's admin@3rpp.com.au, mailed to Peninsula Radio RPP, that's Post Office Box 2180, Peninsula Radio RPP, Post Office Box 2180, Mornington 3931, or easiest of all, by phoning 5975 2650. You should speak straight to one of our very friendly people on the station and give us your information or your views. Oh, and if I could just add a little disclaimer, if that's the right word, and so you don't get furious with us. The information about the community events we've covered today, I think there are about 9 or 10, were sourced in very recent times, very recent days. But some details may have been changed by the organisers at short term, and we wouldn't know about that. So please, if you intend going to one or more of the events we've mentioned, contact the organisers by phone or by email to double check the details I've given you. Hate you to turn up and find something altered time or wasn't on, and then you feel very grumpy and might even sue us. So there you are. Thank you so much for listening in. Keep warm. It's been freezing cold, hasn't it? Keep warm. Enjoy life. Keep healthy. And if you have time to tune in again this next week, we'd be absolutely delighted. So all the best from Leah and from me.